on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the last Shure. We hear in the Mishnah Rabbi Yosi Aimer Yontef Harishin Shel Chag Shachaliyos B'Shabbes V'Shochach V'Hitzi Yasalulu V'Shus HaRabim Potev Nei Shahitzi B'Shus. And Rashi said Pshat in the Mishnah Shaitziyai Bershus Mitzvah, Shayatorot Bemitzvah, Umechashiv, Faasoik, Umemayer Lasoiso, Umitoich Kach, To, Vishochach Shu Shabbos. So the Shigige Shabbos came about to that he was To Bedvar Mitzvah. Ksova Rav Yosi, To Bedvar Mitzvah, Vishogag Bedvar Kores, Potter Mikom. Even though the Gemara and Shabbos of Kufla Mitzayin Rabbi Yosi learns it out from a posik, but could be the lumdus is the Ramban in Shar HaGmur says, what is the chet of a shaygik? Teira called it a chet. So the Ramban says Shulay Nizhar Ba'atzma, he wasn't careful. Loi hoyo yorei v'choreit al divrei hamokim baruchu. Shalo yoichal, b'lo yase dover, at sheyid daik yofe yofe, b'yizgalo loy hadover, shum muta, v'roi loy lepik zeyreisav shalakadish boku. That the tviyat ha-shoigik is that he should have been ma'ayin and boydik, yofe yofe, whatever he's doing, whatever he's eating, to make sure that this is hadover hamuta. So it could be, if he was involved in a Dvar Mitzvah, and he was, like the way Rashi says, he was Toru, the Mechashe, Va'oisik, and Memayel La'asoiso, see, he was unable to be Nizer and to be Boidik, whatever he's doing. One counteracts the other. So it's a Chesoron in the Shoigik. So this is not the gather of Shoigik, it's a Shtikul Pshia Mitzidoi. This is already a Shoigik HaKorev Lo'ines. Omer Abaye, lo yishonu elo shelo yotza boy. So that is dafke, if he wasn't yotze. That means that when B'shas he was carrying it out, he wasn't yotze yet. So memele, so he's called, he's a torah bidvar mitzvah, avu yotza boy. But if he was already yotze in the house, so now he's not a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah anymore. That's not mutal on him a mitzvah to do. So chayiv. So then he'll be chayiv on the hitzo. So the Gemara asks, so mida'ag bay nofik bay. So it's always like that. As soon as he picked it up in the house, in order to take it out to the chochem, so he was yaitz already. So why is he potter? Why is he potter? Why is he potter? He was yaitz. It was Yaitzah, so why is he Potter? Omar Abaye Pshahofchoy. It's speaking about that when he had picked it up, he picked it up behepech. So Memele, so he wasn't Yaitzah with the Hagbor. Rav Omar Afilatayme Shaloi Hofchoy, Ocheba Mayaskinen Kaishaitziye Bekeli. It's speaking about he took it out with a Keli, so he wasn't Yaitzah also with the Hagbor. So he was Yaitze, and immediately derech covet of the bezoyin loy. Now let us see Rashi. Loy shanu the potter. When is he potter? Elo shlo yotzo yidei chayves netile koidem shehitziyai. That he was not Yaitze the chayves netile before he took it out. So while he's taking it out, the hashta torah b'mitzvah. The whole Haitzah is Torah b'mitzvah, v'tor b'dvar mitzvah, so he's a Torah b'dvar mitzvah, because of the Dvar mitzvah, he's doing, making this Chelo Shabbos. Avol yotza boy koidim sheitziyah, but if he was already yotza before he took it out, sulay tor b'dvar mitzvah, so he's not anymore a tor b'dvar mitzvah, v'loy torah mehashte b'mitzvah la'asoy, so he's not any more torah than the mitzvah, so memele, so he's not torah, there's really nothing that's putting pressure on him, he knows about it, doesn't know about it, as the ma'alamoid, but l'mais it seems that he doesn't have the tird of the mitzvah anymore on him, so memele, then he's mechuyev to bring a kol. Hochi garsinin, so the Gemara asks, so in the case of the Mishnah, he should be chayv, amid the agve nofig bay. Hochi kashale, hechi domi lo yotze boy, how could you say that he wasn't yotze before he took it out? Haloi heitzioi, elim keinig bioi. He couldn't take it out before he lifted it up. As soon as he lifted it up, he was yaitze the chayves lekicha. Uktani potter, and it still says in the Mishnah that it's potter. And before we go further, there's a moiradike kasha that the gedolei achronim ask, Rabbi Kiveger, the Nesivis, the Rishash, the Sfas Emes, they ask a moiradike kasha. What is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, why is he potter from a korban? He was already yaitze when he picked it up. So they ask as follows. In order to be chayef for heitzor, you need an akira and a hanoche. So bishas agbe, bishas when he picked it up, that was the akira of the heitzor. He picked it up, and while he picked it up, he was a tobit va mitzvah. While picking up, he wasn't yoytze yen. With the picking up, he's yoytze. So the akire was an akire that came about through a tobit va mitzvah. Bishas akire, he was a tobit va mitzvah. So was geit miron, that the rest of the meloche was done after the mitzvah was completed. But for the akiri, he can't become a chuyit, because al bishas akiri was a tobit va mitzvah. So b'mil, that's why he's potter from a korban. That's why he's potter from a korban, because l'maise is missing the akiri. That is the kasha that the gedolei achronim ask. The kivega blies by a tzorchi in God. The Nesivis wants to say that, still in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Shabbos, and the Sivis wants to say that when he picked it up from the table, so that was the first Akira. But since he was still standing there, so you say, Anochas Gufay Kanochas Chayfetz Domi. So you have now a new Akira. You have an Akira when he's Oiker his Guf to go out, now you have a new Akira. That means this first Akira, if he was standing there, Lamy Bov was Omad Lofush, so Memela, so Bishas, he lifted it up, this wasn't the Akire to take out, or Al Kaponim, out this Akire wouldn't be Chayim, but Al Kaponim, when it'll be Oikir Gufay to go out, so you have a new Akire that could be Mechayim. That's what the Nesivis wants to say. The Rishash wants to say first, Moira Dike Chidushim. First, the Rishash wants to say that, Midag bay nofik bay, the Gemara does not mean that he lifted it up. He says, could be, as soon as you grasp the lulav, without lifting it up, you yaitse. You held it lehag biyoy. That's enough. And he wants some mele, so that's before the akira. So as soon as he grasps the lulav, that alone is he was yoytze the mitzvah. Now when he lifts it, he makes the akira. So it comes out that b'shas the akira, there was already akira b'chiyav. He was already yoytze with grasping it. And he wants to bring a moira de keraya. The raya is a very choshev raya. The goyin says that we had already in Tosfos that Tosfos says that we have to make the bracha over lasayosam, and Tosfos clears eifanim how it's over lasayosam. Tosfos says really it's taken not over lasayosam, maybe it's before the nanuim, but really you were yaitze before me, the agbe nothing be. The goyin says that tak it's not shayach to make the bracha before the asiyah. It's not shayach, that's what the goyin says. So the Rishash asks, why is it not shayach? Let him grasp the dalad minim. Let him make the bracha. So this is not oiva da oiva. This is that oifen. You can hold the dalad minim, and then make the bracha. So he wants to bring a raya from the goyin, that the goyin holds that With grasping alone, you're also yaitza, without lifting. That's what the Rishash wants to say. Then he brings that from Rishayim Nitzah, you have to take a lift up. So he wants to say, could be, beyond to lift up three tefachim. You can lift it up a tefach. And for an akira, you have to lift up three tefachim. So that's, so by the Gemara akira, he's already bishas, he made the akira. The akira comes about when it's three tefachim from where it was munach, so he had finished the mitzvah already. As soon as he lifted up a tefach, he was yaitza the mitzvah. So the Gemara akira, the akira comes about, he's finished with the mitzvah. That's what the Rishash wants to say. The Sfas Emes wants to say that the whole aloche, and perhaps this is not the way we mentioned before, and perhaps that's the machloikis. The Sfas Emes wants to say that the whole aloche of Tor Bidvar Mitzvah, that your part of a makoban is davke if the complete mitzvah, the complete aveira was done in a matzav of Tor Bidvar Mitzvah. If a chelik of the aveira was done of Tor Bidvar Mitzvah, so memele you're not potter. So it could be the Sfas Emes means, maybe it could be the machlokes, the Sfas Emes and Rabbi Kevege is the svara we had mentioned before. We had mentioned before a svara that could be the ptur of Tor Bidvar Mitzvah, so sefelt and shoigik. It's a korv loines. The Gemara Bemis learns out from a posik. So it could be the Sfas Emes learns it's a truk and exeris akosev. It's not, don't say it's a tukmik zeh sakosev. A person does an aveire because it was a Torah b'tvar mitzvah. The mitzvah was the mesaviv the asiyas aveire. It's a zeh sakosev yepoter. But the whole aveire has to be done through the mitzvah. So if it's a zeh sakosev, it's no kasha. Here only a chelik of the aveire was done through a mitzvah. That's what the Sfas Emes wants to say. And one more teretz, Rabbi Chanan wants to say a teretz. A very interesting teretz of Chanan wants to say that if a person made an akira ba'ins in anoche b'shoigik is chayv akol. He wants to say that what the Gemara says is ene chayv shet chilose b'soifi b'shkoge that's lafuki in akira b'meizit. But an akira ba'ins so take be chayv akol. Al kaponim, these are the kashas and terutzim which are mentioned on our Gemara. So what did Omar Abai? Let's go back to Rashi. So we have a problem that he was already yaitze with the agbe, so he should be chayiv now on the hitzo. Omar Abai, kshehopchoy, shehigviyoy, when he lifted it up, hofach ha'elyein lemata v'agad lemailo, he held it upside down, v'mina lekamon, in Yaitzin Behen Elo Derech Gdeilosa. That was Abaye's Teretz. It's a very interesting Rabbeinu Hananu. Rabbeinu Hananu says over here, V'ukme Abaye k'shohofach halulev b'smoil b'esrik b'yemin. Amu'im dike Rabbeinu Hananu. That he took the lulav in the left hand and the esrik in the right hand. And it seems the pashtus of Rabbeinu Hananu is that if he took it, and he took it in the wrong hand, so memela, so he's not yaitze. That's Amir de Kechidish, the Ritva says, Chathila, you should do it, but you shouldn't be yaitze. That's Amir de Kechidish. But the Pasha, the Rabbeinu Hananu, would seem that which hand he took it is also the Ikuvet. Let's go Rashi further. Derech Kovit, so the Gemara asked, I Rav himself said the Lakiche, Rav said the Lakiche, I did the Varach Shmo Lakiche. So I said, that's Derech Kovit, came Besuda. Shekerech Yodov Besuda Kedah, Morin Lael. Shekerech Yodov Besuda, that's Lukhaira, could be it's a Kovit for the Dalad Minim. That's like, it says, Abchina should be an Eicha Sefer Teira Orem. So if he's kairich yada besuder, so that's derech kovet. Of derech bezoyin kigoyin bekaor. Sok Taisvis, Omar Abayek shehofchoy. So Taisvis, here a poshet et teretz. What's the whole problem? The Moria Sakashi was yaitze before, mitzvah sriches kavone, and he wasn't machaven to be yaitze, so he wasn't yaitze. Is mid itzrech lishnuyei hochi. with the kimtis, mashma de svira leira rabbaya holds, the mitzvahs einam tzriches kavone. The mitzvahs einam tzriches kavone. So then the kasha is, so midag bein ofek bein. Dokoi amoitzi lo shusa rabbi, b'osam ein shayich miskaven lotzeis, kol kama de loy birich. He doesn't have kavone to be yoitze now. Voi da airi boilich eitzel boki lilmoy. So he zicher did not have kavone to be yoitze. So weiss doch ois, that mitzvahs einam tzriches kavone. He was yoitze automatically. The time of the besefer who besen do marov and mitzvahs einam tzriches kavone, kamoise vle abaye tuve, abaye eftan rove, so abaye of all people, the kasha fangt sich nicht an, you don't say to rutsim. Bishem abaye kibla minay, maybe abaye later was moide to rove, lefiyemes and mitzvahs einam tzriches kavone. Omar Rav Huna, oima hoya Rav Yoisi, Rav Yoisi who holds the Torah bidvar mitzvah, is potter from a kolben. Rav Yoisi held oilas ha'oif shenimtzeis bein agapayim, that an oilas ha'oif was found mixed up with other oifis. Uchisavol chatas ha'oifi, and this koyim thinks this is a chatas ha'oif, v'ochlo, and he ate it, it's a mitzvah did a chatas ha'oif. And later he finds out this is an oilas ha'oif. So l'cheire he should be chayv a kolben mila, potter. So he's part of a makobin, according to Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi old Torbid Var Mitzvah is part of a makobin. He wanted, he was Isaac and eating a chatas oif, so he's part of it. He ended up never eating a nailus a knife, but he's part of it. Practic Gemore, my komash molon, the Torbid Var Mitzvah potter, I know how, so what is Rabbuna saying? According to Rabbi Yossi, he'll be potter. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Rabbi Yossi old Torbid Var Mitzvah is potter. So the Gemara says, Mao, the time I would think awesome with the Torbid Bar Mitzvah Potter, I know the Ovid Mitzvah, that perhaps that what he, that what brought about the Aveira, that's not sufficient that a Bar Mitzvah brought about the Aveira. Could be you have to do an Aveira also, you have to do a Mitzvah also. Could be. You have to do a mitzvah also. And if he doesn't do a mitzvah, it could be you're not potter from a kolben. So that's what I would think. So over there in this case, he didn't do a mitzvah. He ate an eilus hanoyf. Not them also would the tobit va mitzvah potter hein the dobit mitzvah. In our Mishnah, he did a mitzvah. He wanted to be mekayim mitzvah luluv and eventually did mitzvah luluv. So then the halacha is, so if the price of the mitzvah was chilul Shabbos, is part of a makom. Aval halacha, the Torah bidvar mitzvah v'loy ovad mitzvah ein maloy. Kamash malon, that according to the Sarabun is telling us that according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't need ovad mitzvah. For loy ovad mitzvah, you are also part of a makom. Zokt Rashi. Oimer, hoye Rabbi Yossi, oile soif, shenim tseis bein agapayim. Nire beinai, dahai bein agapayim, ein eloloshen oifes. It's found between other oifes. Oile soif, shenim tseis bein oifes, amlukim lechatos. He finds an oile soif between oifes which were amlukim lechatos. Amapachas in eitzel mizbech. Shepo omim shehem nasin al keren achas. Sometimes both of these oifes, the oile soif and the chatos soif, could be on the same keren. Kedisnam b'shchitas kochim, chatos oif, hoiso nasis, al keren marovis droimis. Chatos oif was on keren marovis droimis. Ushloi shedvorim hoiso oiso keren mishameshes. Milamato v'gimel milamailo. Milamato chatos ha'oif v'agoshes, v'agoshes av v'minches yore yado. Milamailo nisach ha'mayim v'ayayim v'oilos ha'oif. Kshu rovo b'mizrach. If there is too many kahanim, by mizrach, by the keren mizrach is droimis. So then they went to the keren marovis droimis. She'iker v'koim oilos ha'oif v'keren droimis mizrachis. Shahoyu kehanim rabim oimdim umolkim oilas oif be mizrach, boim lamayre venasi sham be kerem. Chattasayv, so it's done in the same keren with the Chattasayv, and l'shoylu l'mayla mechutasika v'chattas l'mat. Sova ha-koyin, Chattasayv, the koyin thought this was a Chattasayv. V'ochlo, v'nimtse shemol, v'kotshe shemayim v'shoyki. Pota mikol b'mila, hoyo, v'im ha-chattas nimtse, since it was found together with the Chattas, v'achilosa mitzvah, v'chsiv ochlo oysam ha-shekup abem, so the Gemara asks, why did Ravun have to tell us this halacha? Pshita, we know that Rabbi Yossi holds Torah b'dvar mitzvah is pota. Mal the time ever masnisin of the pota mishim the Torah b'dvar mitzvah v'saif saif osa mitzvah. Shanot ala lulav v'itzozu. This Eitzo was Mesavav eventually, that he was Neitho the Lulav. Avoch lo yosem mitzvah achilose meila soifi. Kamash melon Ravuna, the Shmielei mirabe. So Ravuna is telling us over a memory he heard from his Rebbe. Loishoni le Rabbi Yossi, that there's no difference. According to Rabbi Yossi, ben tobit va mitzvah, v'osa mitzvah, le tobit va mitzvah, v'lo yosa mitzvah. So that is the Chiddush, that means, from the Mishnah, you would know this, and Rav Huna heard this, Meirabe. Let us see Taisvis. Oile sa'oiv shenimtseis ben agapai. So Taisvis asks, Lamai damrinim bishilu elu dvon. Leipota Rabbi Yossi belulev, elo mishum dizmanoi bo. That Rabbi Yossi only parted by lulev, that's zmanoi bo. Zmanibol, so Rashi says he only has a day to do it. So mainly only you see, so the Shabbos in the, he has to take a lulav today. So mainly, so zmanibol. So then he holds Torah b'dvar mitzvah. But if it's not zmanibol, so mainly, so then there's no tour of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. So lechayre. So what's Taisvis Kasha? So Taisvis Kasha is Achatos Oiv is not Zmanei Bol. Why not? Because Achatos Oiv can be eaten by day and by night. So he has more time to eat it. So if he has more time to eat it, so it's not Zmanei Bol. That's how the Ochanel says Pshat and Taisvis Kasha. So now we'll appreciate the Kasha. L'may d'meinu b'shilei lo dvor. L'epot ha-rabi yaisi b'lu l'vel mishum d'zmanei bol. So, chloima dahainami zmani bo, kadesh leitove, chatos lidei noiso. So now you have to understand what Taisvis is answering. If the kasha was, it's not zmani bo. You have a day and a night. So what's the teret? So Taisvis says, kadesh leitove, chatos lidei noiso. So what's the teret? But it's not zmani bo. That's why, that's the mitzvah bo. I mean, lechera Taisvis is very unclear. If he has more time and it's not Zmanei Bol, so what's the teretz? Unless Taisvis is saying that the magnitude of the chiyuv can bring about a behilos, a filu, there's more time. That means by lulav, it's a mitzvah saseh. So this guy, so a mitzvah saseh, and he only has a day to do it, so that makes a bol. If you have a mitzvah saseh a day and a night, it's not bol. But here, the dchife, the erenskite of doing it is shleitovi chatos l'day noisa. This is isurim leisa siru. So here could be even a day and a night is also not sufficient since the chiv is a chiv of a lav. Maybe that is what Taisvis means. Mao de taima, osamu de tobit va mitzvah va ovad mitzvah. Avaloche tobit va mitzvah vle osa mitzvah eimaloi. Kamash melon, that afal pikein, he is potter. So Taisha says, bemes plukte hi bepsochem pekeludvorim. The machayim, osam beneschal of loy shput shel noiso, bishput shel tzli. If a person ate a shput shel noiso, instead of eating kolben pesach, va'ochloi. So their takas are tobit va mitzvah, v'loi osa mitzvah. So one man the yomah says yitake chay. So memele. So there is such a. There's a machloikis in this. Rabbi Yossi holds you are potter. ואיס ספורים דגורסי מהו דתאים אני מילי מצווה דרומי עלי. That a different kamash malon. That I would think, when is there a ptur of tobidva mitzvah if the mitzvah is mutal on him? Lulav, each he has to take a lulav. So the pressure of this chiyuv is, then there's a din of tobidva mitzvah. Avo mitzvah deloy romi elei. That means to make sure that the chatos should not become noiser. He's not the only kain in the world. There's other kahanim also. Aim aloy. Claim a little of the loy sagi lay the loy shokil the efsha yideachem. Abochatas efsha shechlan loachel. So I would think here, since I would think that since it's loy romi alay, there's no ptur of tobit va mitzvah. So kamash malon, that is also ptur of tobit va mitzvah. Meisvei. So now the Gemara is asking, Aikashem. So what are you telling me that Rabbi Yossi holds, even though Lay Ovid Mitzvah, you are Potter, or according to Tosfos, even though it's not Mutal or Love, you are Potter. I'll ask you a kasha, Rabbi Yossi Yoimar, HaShoichet Es HaTomit She'enei Mevuker, if a person shechted the Kolm Tomit, that was not Mevuker Kil Chosoi B'Shabbos, like this, you need Talad Yomim Kaidim Shritosei Biko. And he shechted a Kolben Tomid that was not Mevuker Chayiv Chatos. He's a Chayiv Chatos because he was Mechalu Shabbos V'tzorich Tomid Acher. And you have to bring a new Tomid, a Tomid Shein, a Mevuker's Apostle of Tomid. So here, why is he Chayiv Chatos? He was a Tomid Var Mitzvah. So according to Rashi, it's Loyovid Mitzvah. According to Tosfos, it's Efshar Deyachem. So we see close that by Loyovid Mitzvah, Efshar Deyachem, Yitake Chayim HaKolben. Not the way Rav Huna had said. Omalei Bami no Dahi. No, from there there's no Rai. So Itmer Alo, Omar Rav Shmur, Bachitoy, Omar Rav Amnun, Sova, Omar Rav Yitzchak, Barashin, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, כגוין שהביאוי מלישקו שאינון מבוקרם. They are speaking about that the tle was brought from a lishka of אינון מבוקרם. And by that, it is no ptur of tobit var mitzvah. Let us see what Rashi says. הוכי גרסינן, רבי יסי אימא השייכת עשה תומת שאיני מבוקר כאו חוסוי מן המומים, בשבס חייב חטס, משום שחיתה בשבס, שאינה של מצוות, לא נשחיתה של מצוות, ואינה דויכה. זה לא נודן תחיד, השחיתה זה התומד זה דויכה, זה סנק כבר של התומד. על מטובית והמצווה לא יעושה מצווה חי, שחי תור את זה במצוות, היא עושה תור במצווה שהראה יצא לשחי תומד של שבס, וכסובר שהוא מבוקר, סממילה, סובי שיחי. אך שינה לגרסינה, מלישקו שאינו מבוקרים, ואין זה תויה בדבר מצווה. So the answer to them, this is not called a Tobit Va Mitzvah. Shebetloyim, Shebelishka Zu Einei Torot, Sheeinam Oimdim Lakrovali Yischorad Aleim Mosa Yikoreibu. That means, and these Tloyim are not kosher lekolbim. So what was he doing by these Tloyim? That means if a person has the Mitzvah in front of him, he has the Lulav in front of him, no, he has to be kind, the Mitzvah's Lulav, so. So he's so involved in his chiyuv that he can forget other things. But this lishka, what is he doing by this lishka? By lishka zuein they told him. Sheinam oimdim lakrov liyeis chored aleim. Bosi yikarevu. Vavcherdes zman atomid loishaycha hori hoche. There's no cherdes azman. Others say because they used to take out the tle balaylo. So Balaylo, it wasn't the Zman Tomit, so there wasn't a Cherdus Hazman. Shekov the Meizitu, so this person's a Kov the Meizit. V'loidot belishkis lahatchin me'eze yobi, he wasn't Medaik, so he's a Kov the Meizit. But, so therefore, there's no Ptur of Tobit Va Mitzvah. Zoktois, v'sheinu mevuke kilchosoi, v'afilu nimtso tam, so Tosfos says, Amoyrdike Chiddush, that a Tomid that was not Mevuker, but Filu Nimtzotam, משום דתון ביקור דלת יומים קודם שחיתה, זה דק משהו איתו מיאלף ומפסח בגזיר השווה. Now this is a very מחודשתיק את היסביס, that the Minchas Chinuch in Dachsam and Mitzvah Sey brings it down, that some Chudishtik Atayisvus and Lulav HaGozel, others loinit azoi, that it's a mitzvah to be mevaker, Dalad Yomim, but that it should, there should be a psul, Oitza brings down on Erz Arua, that Erz Arua says, Misvore, it should zichem be koshach, I mean, there's a din, you have to be mevaker, it's a mitzvah, but if they didn't have a mum, why should they pass all the korban? Then the Zeru brings down the Maise, Adroshe, that Rabbi Yossi holds the Biker is Ma'akev. It's not like a Tanoim, but Rabbi Yossi Taka held like that, that the Biker is Ma'akev B'diyevet. It's a possible call. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Mekabelas Isha Miyad Bno Miyad Bailo U'marzirosoi L'mayim B'Shabbos. That a isha is permitted to take the lulav from a husband, from a son, and she puts it back into the water. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Shabbos machzir. By Shabbos, she put it back into the water that it was already in. B'yontev meisifim. Yontev, you're permitted to add water. U'b'moyed machlifin, and chalamoyed, there's a mitzvah to be machlif the water. To change the water. Kotne edel in aneya chayev belulav. Anu alocha kotne had knows to be min aneya chayev belulav. Let us see Rashi. Mekabelas isho miyad beno ubailo es lulavayim. What is the chiddush? She's allowed to take the lulav from them. Vloyim rinan kametaltalo midi deloichosi. She's being metaltal something that has no use for her. What can she do with a lulav? By her, it's an eighth palma. Bishloime by the husband, it's a mitzvah to take a lulav, so that gives it a teiras keli. But lagabi her, it's a mitzvah loichazi, so lochayre that be a svar to say it's mukse. Marzirin lamayin, shalayichmoy, she shouldn't wilt. Bishabbos marzirin, sherei mikan notlom hayoim. The Lachonim Amadaik from Rashi, that it is only mutter if it was in Shabbos in this water, and it was taken out in Shabbos, but it wasn't this water Erev Shabbos, it was put back in Shabbos, Rashi holds it will be also. Afke notlum ayem, the Sam Sefer brings the such a svor and hukas chazore by chazore al gabi kire, the Ran says that there's a difference if it was on it it was taken off before Shabbos and put it on in Shabbos, or was taken off in Shabbos and put on in Shabbos. Rashi weiss tachoyis that the whole letter is if it was in Shabbos and I'm putting it back in Shabbos, then it's mutter. That's called a chazore. If it was taken out before Shabbos and I put it in Shabbos, that's called like a new nesine. Avoloi meisif in mayim. What is this Isel of Haysofe and Hachlofe? The Torah Liskune Monim. Now, you have to understand, it seems from Rashi, there's a combination here. Now, L'chayre, you could say, each thing bezunder. That means you could say, to change the water. So you could say, it's a tirche in Shabbos to change the water. Rashi weiss the chois, als the tirche alone, it's a wouldn't be also. The Torah liskune mone. Now, tikkun mone, there's a melacha of tikkun mone. Now, one could be done that this is called a tikkun mone. It says it's going to wilt, and I'm making that it shouldn't wilt. So, l'chayre, one could think this is a tikkun mone. If it's a tikkun mone, then it should be also filled without a tirche. If this pool is a pool of tikkun mone, you have a dying lulav, and I put it in, it gets refreshed. This is called a tikkun mone. So, it's also filled in the same water. It's a tikkun mone. Vaistois, there's also no Isser of Tikkun Mone. It seems somehow there's a combination of Torach liskunei mone, atirche lezeirech tikon mone, this for some reason is also, loy mitad atirche alone, not mitad atikon mone alone, no, the combination of torach liskunei mone. The Rabbi Nechananel says, v'amayim mesif and mayim b'shabes, mishum denire kemashke zroim b'shabes. He says, it's a different word. It looks like mashke zroim. Adding the waters, mashke zroim. Putting in the old waters, somehow is not nire kezereya, for some reason. Zakhti gemore. Pshite. So what's the chiddush mekabelas isha miyad b'no miyad b'ayl? Ma'y de teime hoyil v'isha lav bas chiyuvihi eima lo yisekabu? Kamash melo. Let us see Rashi. Eima lo de legabo ike isha tiltul. I would think that there's an isha tiltul by the isha. Because isha lav bas chiyuvihi. Kamash melo. Given the roi l'netilas anoshim. But since for Anoshim there is a Shimush, Teiras Keli Olav Umutar Betiltul Akel. Since by the Bailim, the Baal and the Ben, it has a Teiras Keli, so it's Mutar Betiltul Akel, so Mamela it has a shame. It's Mutar Betiltul Akel. Now the Zeruah, the Agos Oshri, brings down this Rashi. And the Erzeruah says, Mikan Ataloimed, that Rashi holds that a woman cannot make a brocha on a lulav. Because if a woman can make a brocha on a lulav, so why do you need the shtik teure? That it has a teures keili, given the roile tilin in the tilas anoshim teures keili olo. But it's roile tilas anoshim also. She'll do a mitzvah with it. She can shalom a mitzvah. So she has schar. She's doing a double time. So just like it has a shem keili legabi them, it has a shem keili legabi the isha also. And Rashi doesn't say this. It's a raya that Rashi holds. And he means Rashi taka haltazoi. Rashi neireven holds that an isha is not permitted to wear tzitzis. It's a maltaisif. Tvilin, that's Rashi Shita Taka, that there's no mitzvah whatsoever. The mitzvahs are only niskayim by schorim, just like we understand if a person will put tvilin on his right hand. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, should be on the left hand, not on the right hand. The mitzvah is, should, the kiyama mitzvah is aydei netilas anoshim, loydei netilas noshim. The mitzvah is said for anoshim and not for noshim. So b'meil Rashi also says, so l'gabi d'isha, there's nothing. There's no mitzvah whatsoever. So it's takan eitz ba'alme. Zot menashtik teire, that since l'gabi the bailim. There's a teire's keili, is mutter betil to lakil. We'll see on that membeis amet beis, this is a shverer Rashi, but we'll have to wait till that membeis amet beis. Now, so there is a ruas, but according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that an isha can make a broche, and the mitzvah says, she has schar, and thus, so the Gemara is a shrek. So he says, the Rabbeinu Tam, pack a little different shot in the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Tam, loim shot in the Gemara, mal de teim ohoil ve isha lav bas chiyuvi, eim aloi sekabel, since she's not mechuyiv, so it doesn't have a teres keili. Is kamash melon, but since she could be mikayim a mitzvah, so memele it has a teirus keili. That's the kamash melon. So the shara melech. So we have a moira di kamach loikas between the benetam and Rashi. If it has a teirus keili ligabi one person, we'll have a teirus keili ligabi the other person. If, according to the rabbeinu tam, the gemara to say a shtik teire that it's not muktzah for her because she could take a lulav and make a broche. So if that would not be so, it would be mukta, even though it's not mukta for anoshim. So we have here double machlokes, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. How to learn Shabbat the Gemara and Lefiem is, if it is sufficient, that what it has a Teres Keli for anoshim. The Chassam Sofer, that's what he wants to say, that by Emerson, there's a double chiddush over here. Mikabeles, isha, miyadno, miyad bailo, umarziros, ilamayim, b'shabes. He says there's a double chiddush. There's one chiddush that the isha is permitted to be mikabelet, even though it's not muktzah for some reason. Then there's another chiddush. If I assume that legabi the isha, it's nothing, it's not a keli, it's an eitz balmet. No, I have a heter tiltle because since it's a teres keli, the gabi anoshim. So could be if she's putting it in the water, it doesn't have a teres tikkun mone. Because what she, for legabi her, it's not a mone, for her it's not a mone. So memela, so the Gemara is telling, if I can say, said the Mishnah is telling us, two chidushim, mikabeles isha, she's permitted to be metaltal, umarziros, in dafke marziros, if I can't, we're saying these both chidushim by an isha, to tell us an isha is only permitted chazore, even though for her it doesn't have a teres money. Zok the Gemara weiter, katen ayedeya linaneya. So here in the Mishnah is Chayiv Belulav. Tana Rabban, we learned Abaraisa. Kotna Yedeya Lenaneya Chayiv Belulav Lisatev Chayiv Betzitzis Lishmer Tvilin Oviv Lekeich Le Tvilin Yedeya Ledaber Oviv Leim Dei Teire Krishme Teire Mahi Omar Rabban Luna Teire Tzivulonu Moishe Meroshe Kilishakev Krishme Mahi Posek Rishn. Let us see Rashi. Chayev belulev lechanchoy midivreim. I think Rashi is telling us over here, Rashi in Broche says the chiyev chinuch is not mutal on the cotton. The cotton is no chiyev achlal on the cotton. The whole chiyev chinuch is al ha'ov. So Rashi, that's me wanted to say, here it says cotton ayedeil in aneya chayev belulev. So the rehitas haloshen is that the cotton is chayev belulev. So Rashi says, Chayev Belulav, Lechan Choy. You're Mechayev to Mechanechim. We're speaking to the Father. Midivrei. Lishmer Tfilin. If he knows Lishmer Tfilin, Shlo Yichneis Behen Lebei Sakise. Rashi in Brochus mentions, and Shulchan Aruch also mentions, that he could have a Gufnoki. But Rashi didn't mention it here. Beisach Nisht. Yeah, now we head further, Ayedeya Ledabe Oviv Loim Dei Teire Ukrishme. The interesting, the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchus Talmud Teire starts off by saying, even though a cotton is potter from all mitzvahs, and the mitzvah's chinuch is only a mitzvah derabbanon, afal pi kein this halacha, that Mishayedeya Ledaber Oviv Loim Dei Teire, this is a mitzvah d'yeraise al ha'ov l'lamdei teire l'matzem oisam es b'neichem ledaber bo Mishayischel ledaber, this is a mitzvah d'yeraise l'lamdei teire teire tzivulonu Moshe and the first pasuk of Krishna. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Hayoideya lishmer gufoy. If you have a cotton that he's able, he knows the union of tuma vetare, and he knows to be nizer the tuma vetare. Oichlin al gufoy tareis. So if tareis touched his goof, and he says that he was toil, so you can rely on him. Lishmer es yodov, if we have a cotton who's bakant in shmiras yodov, stam yodayim ashniyas, and he knows lishmer es yodov, oichlen al yodov taris. So if something touched the hands of a cotton, we could be samech on him if he was toyer or not. Hayoideya lishoil, if the cotton has das, and you could ask him, did you become Tomei? Did you touch another Tomei? And he could tell you one of three, yes, no, or I don't know. But he knows he has das to, you can ask him. So then, and there was a suffix to me, b'shus ha-yochid sveike Tomei, b'shus ha-rabim sveike Toyo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Oichlin al gu ayidei lishme gufoi mitumas mago umaso ba'oyo. He's nizer in all these tumis. Oichlin al gufoi tareis אם נוגע גופוי בתארס, אין חוששים להם. אבל לא יהיה יודו, but he's not נמון על יודו, אם נוגע ביודו בתארס, חוששים להם, שיש ידי לשמי גופוי, ואין ידי לשמי יודו, מתארסתם ידיים, שגוז עליהם לי יש ניש. אלא אם כן ידי לשמרום, unless he knows these הלוכס אופה, אבל ידי לשמי רשודו, משנות לו מנה יתנגיע בשום דובו סופק, אוי בסופק המתאמס ידיים, אם לא ניזר ובו ליגה בתארס נטל יודו, איז איך לא יודו תארש שנוגו יודו בהם. וידי לי שואל, שאם שואלין אוי סוי נוגעתו בתומזו, ידי לא הושב, הן, אוי לב, אוי אין ידיה. זו בשוס הרבים צווי קייטויך, אם שאלו ואומר אין ידיה, בשוס היוחד צווי קייטומה. אוכי גומי לא הלכס המסויטה, כנמרינים מסך הסויטה. כאן אתה נון לשרץ, סלטאי סבסס, הידי אלי שואל בשוס היוחד צווי קייטומה, אבל אין הידי אלי שואל, ואיז אין בוי דאס לי שואל, אפילו בשוס היוחד צווי קייטויר, כדדושינים בסויטה פרק קשה. זוקת בראי סבייטה. הידיה לפרי סקאפו, וכן הנוס תדוכן, חילקן לי תרומה בבייס אגרודה. So then they'll give him trume bebeis agrodis. Let us see Rashi. Hayedei lifreis kapo, kshu koyim. Chelken loy trume bebeis agrodis. You give him trume bebeis agrodis, that means barabim. Umikamei hochein chelken loy begoyen. Av meshagrim loy lebeisoy. You'll send it to him, to the house, im yedei lishoymra betara. Doch isayni bigmore, denoysen alanusa biyabomis. עשור אין חלקם להם תרומה בבייס אגרונס, חרש שויטה וקוד. וכולן משאגים להם לבותיהם. בבייס אגרונס אין חלקם להם, שבזו אין תרומה הוא, שאין כל רויוב יוידים בוי שהוא בוקי לשיימרו, סממילה סו ברבים הוא לא כיף. אבל בבייסון משאגים להם הבקיים, ומכירים בהם. ומי שידיה לפרס קאפוב ופרס בציבור, so we have to add a word, not only ידיה לפרס פרס בציבור, הכל יוידים שהביא שתי סארס, שאין קוטן פרס קאפוב כנמרינים במגילה, שסיל כך חלקים לו, שרשי לרנס, הידיה לפרס קאפוב means he started דוכנינג בציבור, so he doesn't fall into the category of ein chilkim lekotten trume beweis agronis, shebezoyim trumu, but if he's already, he was functioning as a koyin, and he duchen betzibor, he's a godel, so then we are permitted to give him trume beweis agronis. Zog teisvit, הידי לפריס קאפוב חלקו לי תרומה בבייס אגרונס. מכמי אוכין חלקו לי בגוירן, אבל משגל לי לבייסם ידי לשמר בטארה, בוכי טייני בגמור את הנוי סנאונוס וביבונס. עשורים חלקו לי תרומה בבייס אגרונס, וכרו שבחר השויית וקוטן, כתוני סייפה משגרים להן בבותיהם, בבייס אגרונס החלקו לי שבזוין תרומה הוא, כי כשאין כל רויוב בקיים בוי שידי לשמר בתר, אבל בבייס משגל לא יהיה בקיים בוי, ומי שידי לפרס קאפו ופרס בציבה, כל יוידים שהביא שתי סארץ, everyone knows that he's a godel, שאין קוטן פרס וסקאפו, כסלם במגילה, כך פרש בקונטרי. בלי משמעו, it does not seem that הידי לפרס קאפו is speaking about a godel. אלו בקוטן ממש הרי דומיה דהידיה לדבר עובב מלמדי תוירה, וידיה לשחית, אין כולו אחינם, all of them are speaking about קטנים, and all of a sudden, הידיה לפרס קאפוס מין, to be a godel. והוא דאומר בנויסין על הנוסה, דהים חלקם תרומה לקוטן בבייס אגרונס, היינו כשאין ידיה ליסה אסקאפוס. ואין ידיה ליסה אסקאפוס, so then we don't give him beveis agronis. Oh, this nan, beperik ababavishy, they're lisa skapo, then we give him beveis agronis afilako. Oh, this nan, beperik akoyri asemegil oime, the kotnein inoise yaskapo, so how can you have
Why can you have such a thing called noise escapo? So eine bifnei atzmo, abu imad gedoylem noise. Kedashken gabi shir shal migdash perik ein nerochim des nam, ben rag levim oyu oim de mitzir levim oyu nikroim. That the ktani levim used to sing shira together with the gedoylem. So memele, so the ktanim, the ktani kahanim, if they yedeli for escapo, they used to do chen also. So as soon as it becomes royal duchen already, so then Vaisteis is not a bezoin anymore. So he's a kain ha-meshores, and then they gave him truma beveis agronis. V'hod amrinim v'shili perikam v'duchulim nismalei zekonoi roi le'osei shliach tzibo v'leire lifnei ateve v'lisa eskapo. Here it says that Vakelt is a psashir of Nismali Zekonai. Yeah, Ikaluk may be a chidi, Shein Imoy Acher. That alone, Maestas, alone take, you need take a Nismali Zekonai. Inami, Lisa's Kappa, Bekvies. So also you need upstairs as a Kovada Tzibor, if he's not, he's not the smal is a kone, it's not a covered atzibo that bekvi is, they should be the kahanim shtuchim. Or, a third case, ubishor shemar bim barachmim, ki goin b'yem akipurim, bataniyais ubemamodis. That means in these manim, so then, only should be oilu leduchin, is the smal is a kone. You'll have to say the same stick table level near table. The Bakere has a Megillah in Vietnam, Cotton Kere Betere, Avalay Peres Ashma, Blay Yerid Lefnea Table, Blay Nasius Kapo. Mashma Ho Godu, Yerid Lefnea Table, a Godu Jel Nea Table, obviously Smalley's a Connie. And here it says, he's not Jel Nea Table, Elon Smalley's a Connie, I'll call Hachat, so look me, the Hulan Kere, Lossusli Tiba Kabua. Or v'leilach ne'atev yom kippurim atani yisabam amodei. So there, a godol a benyin gemoshonim is not sufficient. You need a need nismalei zakoni. Hayoideya lishchait, a cotton that knows how to shecht. He knows la'amin yodov oichlin mishchitosoi. So you're permitted to eat from the shchita. Omar avune vushe godol oimed al gabo. Rashi, yedei lishchit la'amin yodav lishchit. Apo pishayni boki bilche shchit. Mut alachal mishchitosoi. Kida omar avune vushe godol oimed al gabo. Vero shalo isho velo idora. Satu adno psulim dom in the shchit. Yochel lechel kizayis dogam. If you have a cotton that can eat a kizayis dogam. Machikin mitzayosoi umimei raglov arba amas. Tukrashi, kisayis dogam. Kol chameshes haminim kori dogam. Chitim, osoirim, vekusmim, shbelushul, vishipoim. Machikin mitzayosoi. Tzarashi says, misha ochal kisayis mei elu. Bechol inyan achila. It means however it was eaten, cooked, fried, baked, whatever it is. So Rashi says that your machik mitzayosai misha ochal kizayis me'elu. When he ate, but what if he didn't eat? So you're not machik mitzayosai. The Shulchan Aruch we paskin in the Loshna Barais is mashma not like Rashi. Yochel lechel kizayis dogan machik mitzayosai. If he is of age, even though if for a certain reason he was not given dogan, he did not eat dogan, but if he's physically capable of eating a kazayas dogan with day until his pras, so memele is tsayose masrachas, even though bepoil he didn't eat. That's how the Shulchan Aruch we paskin, not like Rashi. Dalit amis linyin krishme utvile. Rashi doesn't speak about Reis, Brochus, Divrei Teire, I don't know. Vushe yoche lechel kizayis, sorry, Amar Avchiz, Vushe yoche lechel bechtei achilas pras. Vushe yoche lechel kizayis bechtei achilas pras. So Rashi says, lebeinani. That means, when a beinani will eat a pras, the time it takes a bein to eat a pras, he can eat a kizayis. Mitzar zakotn lishois yoisa mikan. That takes them more than a shekel, more than a shekel pras to eat. Harehu ka'oichel achshav chatzi zayis and lamocha chatzi zayis. It's two separate achilas. Sheken aloch lemoish mesina shen achila mitztarefes l'shehiya aruchem mizu. There's a shia longer than a kdei achilas pras. Yeah. Pras chatzi kiker sheshiru boi chachomim mozen shtei sudeis la'eret. So pras is a shir sude. Loshem pras palgik nisnan be'erevin chetzio le'beis hamnuga. What does that mean? Levo be'beis hamnuga. A person enters a beis hamnuga litoin kibus begodim. So as soon as he walks into a beis hamnuga and he stayed there the time it would take for a person to eat a pras, is a memele, so then he's metame begonim. Shetola nakosav b'shehiyas shir achila d'chiva oichel b'bayi shechabes begodav. The Gemara says he doesn't have to be an oichel, he was shor shir achila. Oma ravchiyya b'rei d'rabyeve u'begodav afo pi sheine yochel lecho b'chtei achilas pras d'chiva yoisiv das yoisiv machay. So in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin a godel means if we have a cotton that is 6 or 7, and he is physically unable to eat a chizayis b'lechilas pras, but if he is this age already, 6 or 7, so then the loch is that tzayose machschachas and yemachit mitzayose. Zokta bereise weiter. Yochel lechel kizayis tzli, sheichten olav es ha-pesach. If he can eat a kizayis tzli, sheichten olav es ha-pesach, shenemar ish lefi ochloi. So Rashi says, sheichten olav es ha-pesach, memanim oisoi obnei ha-chabure. That he now becomes a money together with obnei ha-chabure, viloi loi, dosid ish lefi ochloi tochoisu, oroi la-achile. That the din menuyim is only on someone who's roi lachila. But if he's roi to eat a kezayisli, so memela, then he can become part of the menuyim. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, at sheyochel levarer achila, keitzad noisen leitzcher vezerkoi egois menoitloi. Now this is a very difficult gemore. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean? The Sameach wants to say as follows. The Rambam says that you never make a chabura of ktanim. You have to have at least one godel monui on the korban Pesach. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds that ein sheichtin, Rabbi Yehuda Masechtas Pesachim holds ein sheichtin es a Pesach al hayochid. That means that if there's only one money on the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach on the Yochid. So he says, so what will be if you'll have a cotton and a god? You can't have a Korban Pesach on a cotton alone. You need a godel there to help out the Zayin Kodshim. You have to make sure there's a godel that's also money. So what if you have one godel and one cotton? So according to the Tanakhama, there's nothing wrong with it. You have a godel that's money and the cotton is oichel kezayis tzli. So, machosa kan. Yehuda holds ein sheichnes a kolben pesach ala yochid. So, if he's the only bailim of the kolben, so then you can't check the kolben pesach. But if the cotton is tzreir vizerke egiz venoitli, so he has some sort of a das, so if he has this das, he can be mapchen between a tzreir and an egois, so then there's a locha das acheres makne his kainim in a teire. So, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Rabbi Yehuda is saying a cotton could be monoi together with a godel on the Korban Pesach if the cotton is a tzreil v'zerki egiz v'noitloi. So then it's not already a yochid, so then it doesn't fall into the category of ein sheichnes a pesach ala yochid. Masha einkein, if this cotton or these ktanim are smaller than this age, so we have a problem of ein sheichnes a pesach ala yochid. And we won't check the Korban Pesach with one godel in this ketanim. Zok Tosfos. ויידיה לשחית לאמין יודב לשחיתה. אף על פי שאיני בו קיבל כשחיתה, מוטלך הוא משחית עושה, כמפורש רבונה. ושגודל אוי מדרגבו, וראש לא ישור ולא ידורס, כך פרש בקונטרס. משמע, דאם אין יוידיה לאמין יודב לשחיתה, but if he doesn't know how to be מאמין יודב, אף בישרו גודל מתחיל לו בעצויב שלא ישור ולא ידורס, עושה לכל משחיתוסי. יוכל לכל כזייס לי, so what is it, you can eat a כזייס, you can eat a כזייס. יש יוכל לכל כזייס מבושל, ואני יוכל לכל כזייס לי. שערינם בצלי, לפי שדינוי של פסח צלי.